This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is August 3rd, 2010. On this live Tuesday edition, we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Dr. Russell Blaylock, top brain surgeon, neurologist, will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. And it's a perfect day to have him on because I have had a very serious epiphany or awakening in the last 48 hours. Just a further understanding of how right we've been all along in our analysis and reverse engineering of the scientific dictatorship. There is now a complete coming out by the bioethicist, by the eugenicist. They're openly announcing global one-child policies. They're openly admitting they plan to sterilize the population. They're openly announcing forced inoculations. And they shouldn't even be called inoculations. They are genetic reengineering compounds, live viruses that attack the brain. And that's just one family of these. And the Pentagon is announcing they are going to inject the troops with these as if they're unwitting guinea pigs. This is so incredible. The New York Times, Time Magazine, the British Journal of Psychiatry, the Huffington Post, Wired Magazine, and countless other publications in the last week have simultaneously come out with straight faces and said, we're going to inject you with live viruses to where you won't be depressed anymore. And they say it cognitively enhances you. They say lithium in the water will cognitively enhance you. It lowers IQ, is toxic. Makes you servile. It's an antipsychotic, very toxic metal. But they call that cognitive enhancement, just like the national CBS news pieces about how mercury cognitively enhances children. So with a straight face, they're coming out and saying, we're going to forcibly drug your water and forcibly inject you with live, genetically altered viruses. In this one particular article out of the Mail newspaper, it reports, and Stanford Research Institute's behind it and others, and the Pentagon's funding it, a virus that goes in and goes into the receptor sites for anger and for determination, basically self-preservation. It admits this and wipes them out. The viruses literally replicate and destroy or eat these nerve endings in your neurons. And they're just reporting it totally calmly. And they're reporting, we are going to drug your water supply. Now, here's the newsflash. They're already drugging the water supply. They're already genetically engineering crops in every major study to reduce fertility and cause organ failure and cancer. They picked up thousands of plastic formulas in the last 50 years, bisphenol A, to wrap all of your foods, to contain all of your liquids, juice, milk, baby formula that annihilates the normal genetic operations. This is all admitted. What's incredible is we've got evidence they're already adding this to vaccines. Much of the public can't get upset and can't motivate themselves for self-preservation because they've already been lobotomized. Yes, this is really going on. It's 100%. And they're coming to try to forcibly inject you, but it gets worse. It gets worse. Stay with us.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and help in weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are live, my friends. Dr. Russell Blaylock, top brain surgeon and expert on the ongoing eugenics soft kill operations against humanity, going to be joining us later in the broadcast today. Now, 10 years ago, I began to read Pentagon documents, mainstream news reports, medical patents for a new type of vaccines. Now, they're playing on the public's ignorance when they call them vaccines. They are genetic reengineering systems, and most of the government funding and research with the private universities and biotech firms is openly to reengineer the brain. Now, they use that term. They call it a cognitive enhancement. 100 years ago, the first lobotomies were done in front of psychiatric medical schools with an ice pick. If you don't believe me, just look up the history of lobotomy. And they would take mental patients and stick an ice pick in front of everyone and eviscerate the frontal lobes, the cerebral cortex. This is a psychopathic control freak guild that is fully converting regular Western medicine. And this is what government-run healthcare in England and the U.S. is now announcing, that you will be given vaccines for your depression. And in these mainstream media reports from the Mail, from Wired Magazine, the New York Times, there's literally hundreds of them. They're simultaneously coming out and promoting it as if it's a good thing. In one of the cases covered in the Mail, it is a genetically engineered herpes virus, very communicable, that they inject into you, and it goes into the brain and targets endorphin receptor sites. And they say here in this article, jabs that can put a stop to stress without slowing us down. And it says it goes in and re-engineers the neurons. When you actually read the patents on this entire class, we're going to have a top brain surgeon on to talk about this in a little while. The viruses go in and replicate, and they're designed, unlike herpes, to attack the lips, the mucous membrane, or the genitals, to attack specific neuron receptor sites and destroy them. Other classes of these create viral plaques that block the receptor sites. These are the terms they use. Let me explain. They are now proposing mandatory injections for all, and you're not going to feel any more pain. It's like the body snatchers. You just go to sleep, and when you wake up, everything's going to be all right. That's actually what happens. You take the injection, you have a fever, you have brain swelling, and then you are unable to be threatened. You are unable to become upset. You're unable to have stress. This is biological conversion from the humans we've been for millions of years in our development into something new. They're not just reengineering salmon to be twice as big, and the major studies that universities have done show that it will extinct natural salmon in the wild. And the salmon has had insect genes at it. It's a chimera cross-species cross-clone. They're not just putting different genes of animals and plants into corn or into cotton seeds. This is humanity being taken over by a scientific dictatorship, a medical tyranny. And they're doing this so you can't mount a defense against the next wave of dehumanization that will be hard-kill weapons that just kill you outright. We have clear evidence that RNA strains, very similar to these classes of reengineering bioweapons, are being added to vaccines. The UN's been caught adding hormones to vaccines to cause an autoimmune response to the hormone to cause sterilization of women. That's mainstream news. CBS AP report from Asia to Latin America to Africa and Central Asia. In the last 5 years, everywhere the UN gives the polio shots or the oral polio, the children get weaponized polio and die en masse. And the articles even admit, oh, oopsie, there's a mistake. It was super polio. And so they've just been testing, killing you out in the open. Just like they're testing, Bloomberg reporting every major insurance company, when people die or troops die, they just keep the insurance money from the widow or the family. Or Goldman Sachs steals hundreds of billions of dollars and is given even more power over the economy with this new private board. And the SEC cannot be investigated by Congress. Congress passed a law saying that. It's just all in your face. And the magnitude of this, I could hardly even sleep last night. And you're like, Alex, you've been talking about this for at least a decade. I know, but now they're having the full rollout. And they're going to give people vaccines that lobotomize them incrementally so that it's kind of a background scatter, ambient system where they just slowly increase it and then gauge if we're noticing and gauge of the medical people who are highly compartmentalized and believe they're good and don't know what these vaccines are really doing. And psychiatry, all the major journals, New York Times reporting on it, the American Psychiatric Association, the British Psychiatric Association, it's all these articles say this will replace drugs. You get one shot, you never have anxiety, you never get angry, you're not threatened. What did Scientific American and other publications, and people won't believe this, so pull it up on screen, have the headlines 2 weeks ago? Shrimp committing suicide, shrimp becoming reckless. What does it show Prozac does? It makes you reckless where you'll go shoot a whole school full of people or you'll commit suicide. It kills your inhibition and makes you where you're not threatened. They've done studies with Prozac or serotonin reuptake inhibitor users and cars. They'll just pull right out in front of you. They've had their inhibitions taken away. Sodium fluoride in all the major studies does the same thing. It's all about destroying your drive for self-preservation. Now, I want to just go over some of these articles, and I want the guys to give us a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers so that they understand that this can all be pulled up. This is not my opinion. And remember, they're promoting and they're pushing in the media the hundreds of new vaccines that are really recombinant RNA virus systems that attack the brain, and they're telling you it's cognitive enhancement. They want to make all of this mandatory. This on top of top Oxford bioethicists. They're the ones that write the codes and the ethics for the doctors. They're the ones in the last 20 years that have gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath. They're the high priest over the medical system. Top bioethicists in the U.S., top bioethicists in England, New York Times, everybody reporting. I mean, literally, I did a search on this last night, hundreds of articles telling you, hey, your problems are solved. We're going to put lithium in the water. And then you do test of what's already being added under the name sodium fluoride. It's hundreds of chemicals, including lithium. See, we've been exposing them, and so now they're just coming out and saying, yeah, we're putting lithium in your water, and it's good. And in the next 2 hours, I shot this video last night. Rob Dew is so concerned because he's seen all the documents. He volunteered to stay up all night. He hasn't left. He won't be done for about another hour. It's going to go up on YouTube, a special video titled Media Pushes Brain-Eating Vaccines. Because that's what it is in layman's terms, and it's a catchy term that will get the word out to everybody. And then it goes over all of this. Media promoting brain-eating vaccines. Media pushing brain-eating vaccines. And it goes through all of this in a detailed, focused fashion. I'm getting chills right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a normal response to become upset and agitated. You have that genetically in your code to defend your tribe, to defend your people, to be successful. And I just look at my darling little daughters and my son, and their hearts are so full of goodness, and they're so loving, and they just have the light of creativity and the spirit of the universe in their eyes. And I think about how the globalists openly want a genetic dictatorship where they literally reprogram your brain destructively, and they're pushing this. It's worse than a science fiction nightmare movie. Imagine a science fiction movie 10, 15 years ago where a secret government corporate program to incrementally lobotomize the public to make them servile. The chemicals aren't enough. We're a resilient, powerful species, just like insects that get poisoned over and over again become resistant. We're becoming resistant. And the globalists even talk about that, how we're becoming resistant to all their poisons. So they want to irrevocably go in and attack the brain. This upsets me so bad that it's about 65 degrees in the studio. And yesterday when I started talking about this on air, at the end of the show, I started sweating and turning red on air. And it's happening right now because at a primitive level, and I'm not calling for violence, but they are being violent towards us. They are attacking us with a creeping stealth kill system that's very hard to respond to because we're genetically designed to face a full frontal assault of a saber-toothed cat or a grizzly bear. Or a pack of wolves, or another tribe of humans trying to enslave us. Everything, you know, we're based around that, and so it's the enemy comes at us through stealth and through incrementalism, and always sells it as if it's a good thing. When you watch these doctors and psychiatrists and bioethicists on television, they can't help but smirk and start laughing. It's like when Bill Gates on TED TV a few months ago said, yeah, we've got to cut carbon footprint and humans exhale carbon, so we've got to reduce that down. And he put the number zero up, and everybody laughed because they're part of the little inside group laughing at the control freak nerve of power they're pressing on and their petty psyches of thinking about how they're in on the club of soft killing people. I mean, they are out in the open. And at a primitive level, at my basic core life preservation encoding, extreme violence rises up in me when I focus on this. I mean, I'm seething right now, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a normal response. And when you read these documents, this is the exact propulsion system they want to remove. I mean, how do you think I can work up here many nights till midnight? Because I've got that drive to preserve the species. And it may in the long run hurt me physically, and they talk about that's how they're altruistically going to knock this out of us. But it doesn't matter. It's for the species I'm doing this. We're going to be right back, okay? I'm going to try to go over all this. Stay with us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that it doesn't matter which political party occupies the White House? They have both been captured by those who are working for world government and the destruction of our Constitution. They believe that governments formed in the 18th and 19th centuries based upon constitutional rights of the people are now obsolete and need to be changed. That change will be to communism, socialism, fascism, a form of government that takes away all our rights. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to receive your call.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So I want to be clear. They've been drugging our water and our food for more than 50 years. They're intensifying it now that we've been exposing them. And a lot of even mainstream news has been being critical of it. And it's coming out that there's sterilants in the plastics by design. The system's coming out and saying, yeah, we're doing this for your own good. Lithium in the water, sterilants in the vaccines. In fact, in this Wired magazine article today, Army's vaccine plan, inject troops with gas-propelled, electrocharged DNA. And it says hundreds of vaccines to re-engineer the bodies and brains of troops. And it says, well, old vaccines have been causing sterility. I actually have a quote on the second page talking about how it's been causing vaccines can pose sterility risk and sterilize. The new DNA vaccines don't do that, it says. See, they're just calmly coming out, counting on you being trusting, while they destroy the economy, while they rob us all blind, while they militarize the police, while they hire millions of private spies with the highest level security clearances to surveil everyone, all now admitted, legislation to secretly arrest and torture citizens at will, violent belligerence act. It's just all off the charts. And they do it with a loving, sweet, kind, good voice. As if it's their right to come out and say, we've got a new vaccine so you won't get upset anymore. And they say in these articles, the scientists say, everyone is mentally ill. Everyone's getting upset too much. Everyone's too stressed. So we're going to put lithium in your water. I mean, we've gone from me here reading you government documents and textbooks where the White House science czar talks about it. And people say, oh, well, he wrote that 25 years ago. We've got a new article at prisonplanet.com. In 2006, White House science czar talked about population reduction and carbon tax to shut down human activity. That's all any of them talk about. You know, the media is like, well, he wrote that 25 years ago. Really? He wrote about it in 2006. I've got books he co-authored in 1999 saying it. They all talk about it. It's all they talk about. Do you understand? I know it sounds crazy to say they want to inject you with live DNA viruses that use RNA to reprogram your DNA and kill your brain cells. You're supposed to get angry at tyranny. You're supposed to get angry at Goldman Sachs. It's what motivates you to set bushfires in the minds of men and women. What was Thomas Jefferson talking about lighting bushfires in the minds of men? Bushfires, the fire of anger and focus and commitment. And everything they do, the fluoride, the Prozac, the plastics, it all has the multi-pronged use of sterilizing or reducing fertility bare minimum and making you servile. And now they say, we want to make you servile. It's an enhancement, deadly toxic lithium. Deadly live viruses, one of them a re-engineered, cloned herpes virus. Go read it. And it's got links to the British Psychiatric Association saying this will replace all medicine. This will replace drugs. They're going to cocktail it all together. And you sit here and you see this and you know this, and it's just unspeakable how they say it's their right to do this to you because they're the nanny state and it's good for you. And mercury is a cognitive enhancer now. I mean, they actually think you're so stupid that they come out and tell you this, and they show a woman rolling up her sleeve for the test, and they say, in rats, the rats stopped fighting. The rats stopped being agitated when there wasn't any food for them to eat. They just went over and starved to death. They want to inject you with something where you just lay down and die. And what did it show the shrimp do? Shrimp normally hide out in dark areas. Now they just swim right up to birds, right up to turtles, right up to other fish and get eaten. Headline, Prozac pollution making shrimp reckless. National Geographic News. You can pull up another one. Prozac making them commit suicide. There's so much Prozac in the water from sewage runoff and what they're adding, because they go, it's strange. It's not the exact variant of Luvox or Prozac. It's the base chlorine fluoride combination that it's based on. We don't know why so much is in the water. The stinking stuff is being added. They're all fluoride-based. And the shrimp, with all those rivers coming into the Gulf of Mexico, are being wiped out in mass because they don't care anymore. They don't see threats anymore. And that's what all of this does. You are living in a science fiction nightmare. The question is, can we make this the main issue? Not Lindsay Lohan, not Mel Gibson, not even things like open borders. That's important, but nothing compared to this medical tyranny. We'll continue covering this information on the other side. They are now deploying these systems publicly.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. After Dr. Blaylock leaves us in an hour, I will get back into the New York Times, Time Magazine, The Mail, and other publications, including Wired, promoting huge classes of viruses that are live that go in and literally destroy receptor sites in the brain for, quote, fear and stress hormones. Now I'm reading directly from the National Institutes of Health, Stanford Research, the Pentagon. They are saying they're going to deploy this in the troops. And I was talking to Dr. Blaylock, and he said, well, I've got to research that more. I've seen some of that. But he said Dean Koontz wrote a book about that, best-selling author called Fear Nothing, about it. So I'll ask him about that. It seems like, you know, what we see in popular culture and fiction is becoming reality. But I've seen this information for 10 years. Dr. Russell Blaylock is a board-certified neurosurgeon, that's brain surgeon, author, and lecturer, and he's worked with and helped develop some of the most popularly used procedures in brain surgery. He's a, I mean, his bio just goes on and on. We'll give you his websites so you can do more research on it. But he's covered how aspartame, MSG, bisphenol A, and all these things that are in the food and packaging the food are wreaking havoc. And he was, of course, with us last year pointing out that this was a dangerous H1N1 vaccine for the flu, that it had serious adverse health effects. Now, the British Medical Journal has admitted that. I had the editor on a few months ago, that it was all a fraud, payoffs to the government officials to make tens of billions of dollars. We had Wolfgang Wudarg, the medical doctor, on who headed up the EU commission that found it was a dangerous fraud. And, of course, now I have the London Telegraph yesterday admitting a tenfold increase in under five-year-olds having serious convulsions from an autoimmune brain inflammation with the H1N1, and they're suspending the shots this year of flu shots for under fives. So, again, Dr. Blaylock got attacked in the media last year for talking about this, completely vindicated in spades. And so we'll talk about all of this with him. But the main reason he agreed to come on, a very busy person, we appreciate his time, is we now have New York Times, Wired Magazine, all these mainstream publications. We have these articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com promoting putting lithium in the water, whether we like it or not, so we, quote, don't commit suicide, because their studies show that Texas towns that have it naturally occurring have lower crime rates. So they're now just going right to full social control. This is not a science fiction movie. This is going on. Top British bioethicist at Oxford, top U.S. bioethicist. And the New York Times and others are saying, as well as the American Psychiatric Association and British Psychiatric Association, that this is a good idea. They also want to add statins and Prozac to the water. So now they want to treat everybody for cholesterol. When they admit the statins attack the liver. So I guess just hundreds of drugs in the water. I mean, this is THX1138, Brave New World. Dr. Blaylock, thank you for joining us, doctor.
Well, thank you, Alan.
I tell you, they're really coming out of the closet with all of this. I mean, you were reading it decades ago in medical research journals and talked about it, and now they're just coming out with it.
Well, yeah, this has been a dream of these people for a long time, is to remake humanity. You know, if you look back in some of the early writing, and as I quoted, I think, on one of your programs about Dr. Lilly's book on the history of molecular biology, and he talks about how in the early days the Rockefellers were obsessed with remaking humanity, changing their biological structure in the beginning by eugenics, but later they realized that DNA manipulation is a better method. And that he funded the tremendous growth of the biological program throughout the United States and some of our major institutions with that goal in mind. And now we're seeing this come to fruition where they're seriously and openly talking about, well, we need to make it where we can remove fear from soldiers so that they'll be able to fight better in war, which means they're going to be more likely to die if they don't have fear impulse, remove stress, so all of us sort of apathetic and willing to accept whatever we're told. Yeah, I mean, they're really into some serious things here, and their biology is teaching them how to do it. And we're finding you can manipulate the brain and remake a person's whole neurological makeup. Well, some years ago, there was a book written about biological control of the mind, which they said that the last refuge of your individuality is your own mind. Well, now they want to attack that last refuge. It's an assault on it, so that you cannot think what you want to think. You cannot have your own mind, your own private thoughts. They're going to control them. And this is serious business. They're seriously talking about this, and they're so excited about it, they don't really care that anyone knows. And I found interesting, in this article that was in Huffington about the lithium in the water, the way they treat their opponents, that anyone who disagrees with this is a knee-jerk, irrational person.
That's right. We've got a George Soros-funded publication, the New York Times, that they quote, says the same thing, that you're a kook if you don't want the government, and see, they psychologically put it back on us, which is just asinine. I mean, imagine if your neighbor showed up at your house and said, I want to put lithium in your water to make you servile. You'd say, get out of here, crazy man. But the government and the media is pushing it, and then they preemptively say, first, we were kooks for saying this was their plan because we were reading their own textbooks and documents. Now, as they roll it out publicly, they preemptively say, you're crazy if you don't let us drug the water with a toxic antipsychotic.
Exactly. That's exactly the stage they went through. First, they deny it, say you're crazy for even saying they wanted to think about it. Now that they're admitting they were planning this all along, you're crazy to resist it. Now, it's interesting, the whole justification of the lithium in the water is that it reduces suicides and violent behavior. But their previous program, fluoridation, shown by several large studies, one was the Dartmouth University study, in which they looked at 280,000 children, found that it increased, when you fluoridated the water in a community, it increased the lead content of the water. That increased suicides and violent behavior and criminal behavior. A Canadian study looked at the same thing and found when you fluoridated the water, it doubled the lead content of the water. When they compared communities that had fluoridated versus unfluoridated water, they found higher suicide rates and violent crime rates in the fluoridated communities versus non-fluoridated when they were matched for all other criteria. Well, it was also known that when lead is even increased slightly to the contents that this fluoridation was causing, produced hyperactivity, it increased substance abuse, it increased suicide, and it increased violent behavior and crime significantly. Well, these are the very things now they're giving us the justification, putting another metal in the water, lithium. Well, if you want to reduce substance abuse, suicide, violent behavior and crime, just take the fluoride out of the water. And take the lead out of the water. That's the easiest way to do that, and that's what the Safe Water Act says. The purpose of the EPA is to remove contaminants for the water. Now they reverse that. They're going to add contaminants to the water. And if you look up lithium, lithium is considered a toxic metal. Now, in the concentrations they're proposing using, yes, it does have the beneficial effect on brain protection, brain growth, reversal of neurological conditions, reductions in suicide, all of these things they're claiming. But there's a lot of problems that we learn from the fluoridation idea of putting it in water. Number one, there's no consideration of the interactions of lithium with the other components of water and contaminants.
Well, that was my next point, studying biology. And, of course, you are a top brain surgeon researcher, know a lot more than I do, but just studying when you have a bunch of chemicals mixed together, they have a magnifying effect on each other, correct?
Yeah, we call it synergistic toxicity. But, you know, water has organochloride compounds in it, which are toxic in themselves, as industrial chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, other metals. And we know that lithium is a highly reactive metal, just like fluoride. And so it tends to interact with these other metals and components. Well, no one's ever done a study to see, well, what happens when you mix them? What does it increase the toxicity of these other metals, et cetera? Well, we did find that with fluoride. Unknown at the time when they first proposed putting fluoride in water, fluoride highly reacts with aluminum, forms an aluminum fluoride complex, which is a powerful G protein receptor stimulator. Well, I don't want to take a drug that stimulates my G protein because that can make breast cancer grow faster, other cancers. It can have all kinds of neurological effects. But that was something that they found out decades later. Well, what are we going to find out about lithium decades later?
Well, the point is government has no business saying we're going to calm you down and put an antipsychotic in the water. And from my research, just reading the basic encyclopedia on lithium, it's similar to fluoride in that it builds up in the body large amounts of it, and so that over time, in fact, I was reading when they start dosing people with lithium, a lot of times it even takes a few weeks to build up until it's at the full dosing point.
Well, and at that point, it becomes a highly toxic metal, and there's been quite a few fatalities associated with lithium accumulation. Now, that was also the problem we had with fluoride. They were, you know, in the very beginning, and even now they say, well, gee, it's only one part per million. Well, actually, the fluoride in water is the greatest source of fluoride toxicity in the environment because you drink a lot of water. In the summertime, particularly if you're outdoors or an athlete or you have certain medical conditions like diabetes, you drink a very large amount of water, and so you're consuming much larger content of fluoride. Well, the same would be true for lithium. Your intake is going to be much higher if you put it in water than if you just have it in natural sources, primarily food. Also, what's forgotten about this, and the same thing happened with fluoride, when you put a metal in the water purposely, and then you water your plants with it, your vegetables, your garden, that you're going to eat these fruits and vegetables that are watered with the lithium-enhanced water, the plant accumulates the lithium, so then you're getting bioaccumulation. The longer you do it, the higher the content.
And for those that don't know, that's just like the food chain where you don't eat swordfish because it's got hundreds of times the mercury that a smaller fish has because it's on the top of the food chain. And in the last 5 years, they've approved that it's being widely used sodium fluoride as a pesticide on crops, and they admit it bioaccumulates through the cell walls of the plants, and so there's massive levels. And thousands of foods don't have one part per million, you know, that's mixed in with the water that's used in their production. They're actually adding upwards of 900 parts per million in TV dinners, in powdered eggs. That's all authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. And then you have the toothpaste that the children are using, very high levels of fluoride. Then you look at how the term sodium fluoride is a catch-all for hundreds of chemicals that they put in the water. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, and you have fluoridated medication. You know, we're now exposed to so much fluoride, we've exceeded recognized safety limits that are recognized by everybody, EPA, FDA, the ADA even is recognized that at those levels, there's no question of toxicity. Well, certain parts of the brain accumulate doses or concentrations of fluoride that are several hundred parts per million. Which everybody agrees is toxic. Now, they even use fluoridation as an example. Oh, look how successful fluoridation was. Well, we have poisoned millions of people with fluoride. It induces arthritis, bone fractures, infertility, neurological disorders. I mean, the list goes on and on. Cancer, it stimulates cancer growth. All of this is ignored by the public.
And the mainline government university studies admit macular degeneration. So if it's eating and destroying the cells in the eye, which is connected to the brain, as you know, doctor, what is it doing to the brain?
Well, we have evidence of brain damage by fluoride, brain fluoride accumulation. That was done by Dr. Mullen. She presented it to the CDC, her program, her research, which was printed in one of the most prestigious neurotoxicology journals, and for her trouble, they fired her, and they made sure she never got another federal grant because she showed the brain accumulation, particularly in parts of the brain that have to do with learning and memory, was significant and toxic. So, you know, here we go again. We get all the assurances in the world, and then when the research starts showing tremendous toxicity and significant problems, it's all covered up. They can make sure the media doesn't cover it. They can make sure that the public is never aware of it. They spend just enormous amounts of money on advertising. For instance, in this article about the purchase of lithium, they quote the EPA that fluoridation of water is one of the 10 greatest advances in medicine in history. The studies, every study that has been done in modern times has shown fluoridating water does not reduce cavities at all. In fact, a number of studies have shown that it increases dental caries.
And, doctor, as you know, in the last 10 years, three separate times, the head of the EPA and FDA, they all joined together, their top scientists, over 90% of the Food and Drug Administration toxicologists signed an open letter in 2000. In 2004, again, I've had them on the show, you know, top chemist, toxicologist, and they explain that it's not just fluoride, it's other chemicals being added, and that they know it's hurting people, but the government still won't remove it. But then when you, as a top brain surgeon, come on and explain this to people, the system just responds by laughing at us. But the controllers know what they're doing. I mean, look at 110 years ago. The founder of the Rockefeller dynasty was funding Pinkerton Security to literally Gatling gun protesters all over the country to go in Colorado and massacre whole groups of families that had struck claims on gold mines that was their property. And these guys openly talked about a scientific dictatorship. They went and funded scientists to come up with systems to take over education, to dumb people down, and to drug them to make them servile. And 110 years later, we say, why can't the American people get angry and get upset? Because there's mercury in the vaccines. There's bisphenol A in all the packaging. They're now saying, admitting, yeah, we want to put lithium in. The fluoride isn't working enough. Stay there, doctor. I want to talk about how fluoride and lithium affects the brain and makes people servile. It's just so incredible that they're out in the open with this now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Dr. Russell Blaylock will give you his websites as well.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Do you realize what we're talking about here on air? I have literally over 100 government-funded textbooks like Eco-Science by the White House Science Czar. I have a mainstream news article from 2006 where he talked about population reduction and drugging the population. That's all these people talk about. We've got books written over 100 years ago how they were going to do it, and they've done it. As Aldous Huxley said when he wrote Brave New World in 33, this is what the top scientist that he worked with, his brother later headed up the United Nations UNESCO as the Secretary General of UNESCO and called for it. So, Dr. Blaylock, let's talk about specifically what fluoride does, because the studies I've seen show that it doesn't just cause IQ reduction and a dumbing down, but that it causes people to become a more servile. And there's no denying that lithium does this, and they're admitting they want lithium for that purpose.
Well, this is part of the study that Dr. Mullenix did. You know, he's one of the world's top neurotoxicologists. When she found that if you gave fluoride to animals after they were born, they become extremely apathetic, and they become what she described as couch potatoes. They just don't have a sense of doing anything productive. Well, if you transfer that to humans, then she found the brain level in these animals is equal to what we're seeing in humans. We're going to have a society that is going to be very difficult for people to concentrate and focus attention and to pay attention to what's going on in the world and be able to analyze it.
And look at Americans, the most intelligent, the most patents, the most aggressive. You know, historians worldwide wrote about us, and now we're the most slovenly and dumbed down because they've been hitting us with a chemical attack for 50 years.
Right, by destroying our educational system and at the same time doing a number on our ability to think through chemical dumbing down. That's exactly what that. Let me just give a couple of quotes here I think people find of interest. This says, fluoridation is the greatest case of scientific fraud of the century. That was a quote from a friend of mine, Robert Carton, who's a former EPA scientist, senior scientist. The second quote says, regarding fluoridation, the EPA should act immediately to protect the public, not just on the cancer data, but on evidence of bone fractures, arthritis, mutagenicity, and other effects. That was a quote from William Marcus, PhD, senior EPA toxicologist. So here's two of the top EPA toxicologists saying the whole fluoridation thing was a fraud to begin with, and it's extremely toxic. Now, you think that the government top scientists know that. The government knows it as well. And whoever is going through these towns doing everything they can to force the towns to fluoridate, for instance, like Governor Schwarzenegger, who made the entire state of California fluoridate their water, whether they wanted to or not, you think they don't know these same things, the effects of fluoride? The National Science Institute did a extensive study to finally answer the question, is fluoridation toxic? Their conclusion was exactly what all of us have been saying about fluoride, that it is a brain toxin, a bone toxin, an organ toxin, a cell toxin, a DNA toxin, and it bioaccumulates so that people now are getting doses that are without any question toxic. Without any question, it has neurological effects, one of which is inducing a type of apathy.
And doctor, this is an assault. This is a stealth kill, soft kill assault. These eugenicists, funded by the robber barons, who funded Planned Parenthood, abortion, everything else, they are literally brain damaging people and destroying their destiny. It is the ultimate crime. If we beat these people in the history books, it will be remembered as the greatest crime in history. Back in 70 seconds with Dr. Russell Blaylock. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.